views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, 1150 AM in the Seattle area, and on Transformation Talk Radio worldwide. I'm so grateful you joined us here today. And the man who's doing all the magic behind the scenes, who's allowing you to hear this conversation, is Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Ben.
Hi there. Good day. And for my next trick, you don't want to miss out on this. It's Christine's birthday week. Wish her happy birthday and continue for the rest of the month, because that's how we roll.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and time just flies by.
So it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it does feel like it's still my birthday, even though it was on Tuesday, I guess.
I'm still going to celebrate it for you.
I appreciate
whether
that.
Whether you do
Thank
it or not.
Thank you very much, Benny.
I'm a party guy. Make it happen.
Yeah. And before we get into our conversation today with a very special guest, and I'll introduce her in just a minute, I wanted to share some announcements about my own business. On Tuesday, I've got two different interviews, two very different kinds of interviews, and I wanted to alert you about them. First of all, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, I'm going to be joining Robert Moss on The Way of the Dreamer, and we are going to be talking about it, what it means to live in multiple worlds. And I'm actually going to be coming out of the closet in a very public way about some of the stranger things I've experienced, from interacting with another version of myself to having things appear out of nowhere during sessions, some fascinating things. I hope you'll join us. And on Tuesday at 12:30, I'm going to be right here in KKNW on Natural Choice Network with Martha Childress. We are going to be talking about her story, how our wounds can actually help evolve our collective consciousness. Also, I wanted to let you know that now open for registration on my website is a free webinar. If you are conscious yet stuck, if you feel that you're very self-aware, you've learned all the things that are out there to learn about manifestation and spirituality, and yet there's still some areas of your life that you struggle with change, on March 12th, I'm going to be offering a free webinar to explain the three main reasons why that happens. And this one simple question you can ask yourself that will tell you whether you are aligned with change or not. So again, March 12th, go to ChristineUpchurch.com on the homepage, and you can register for that. All right, today we have a very special guest on our show. I haven't had many astrologers on this show. And I don't know why, but it's just the way it's worked out over these 5 years. But today, we've got an astrologer, and she's also so much more in addition to that. Her name is Deborah Silverman. She is, I love this description, part comedian, part psychologist, part astrologer, and all real. I love authentic people. She helps people turn on their own inner observer to see things that they say and do in a totally objective way. She's been in private practice for over 38 years. She uses astrology and her own system called the Four Elements as tools to help people step into their power. Deborah's mothering approach to understanding and empowering people from all walks of life has earned her international fame and admiration. She's the author of a relatively new book called The Missing Element, Inspiring Compassion for the Human Condition. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Deborah Silverman. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
You know, I'm so grateful you're here today because what you're presenting in this book is not something we've ever talked about on this show in all these years. And I'm kind of curious because I know that you are a psychologist, you're a counselor, you teach workshops, you've got online communities. I'm really curious how you found your way into astrology.
But, you know, most people that have an interest in astrology, it's so funny. It starts very young. It's like you've got this memory of some sort. It's the oldest science on Earth. And if there's any, I heard you say that you've had some magical experiences. Anyone that's had any past life memory at all knows that there's some truth to that reality, that abstract world. And that was what happened to me. I found astrology at a really young age. I was totally in love with it, like so young, in high school, junior high.
Uh-huh.
Then I met an actual, this is going to sound funny, a triple Gemini, which means nothing to most of you, but it's a woman that knows how to talk.
Uh-huh.
And I was in university, and she was in the same university, and she was studying the same thing I was studying, and we were both in Canada, but we were both Americans. We had a million things in common, except she was an astrologer. And she came home with me for the Jewish holidays. She was also Jewish. It was just like a random series of coincidences. And she taught me, like sitting at the table, watching her with my family, which was a very eccentric, like you could have worn all their same little outfits and had Woody Allen come in with the camera because they looked just like they were right out of the movies, really.
Right.
And so she went around the table and she described each of them, and I was like, what? Like, I couldn't describe each of them. And I said, I want to do what you're doing. And we were driving back. We were in Detroit at the gathering, but we were going to school in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And as we were driving back, she was like, you know, I have to go across country on this trip to get to another part of the town. She was a couple years ahead of me. If you drive with me, I'll teach you astrology, and I'll fly you back. And I was like, I'm in.
Wow.
So I got in the car, and she had a slew of books in the back seat. And I just made her talk, like, for 2-3 days. And by the end, she was like, please. But I'm an auditory learner, so I learned all this from her, had the books, of course, to back it up, and then had a dream not long into it, like maybe a month later, and I used to have this little Chinese lady that used to come in my dreams. Don't ask me. I must have been Chinese in some past life. And she said, you've been an astrologer for a lifetime, stupid. Stop acting so dumb. And it woke me up, and I started charging.
Great.
And that was my only teacher. And here it is about 40 years later, and I'm now an astrologer that works with people and teaches people. Thousands of people have been coming to me to study. So it was kind of like if you would have put a kid at a piano who had never played piano before, and then you sat them down, and they started playing in full, like making it. That was what it was like for me. I just knew it immediately.
Right. So I think that astrology has gotten a bad name, probably not by many of the listeners of this show, but I think that it's viewed as, oh, you know, how can you just divide people into 12 different signs and predict their future? So can you share with our listeners a little bit about how and why astrology is pertinent and even scientific?
First of all, it doesn't necessarily predict the future, although that is one of its strong suits. But what it really does is describe personality types. So you don't have to believe in it. And I tell everyone this. I came as a skeptic.
Uh-huh.
I was a left-brain person. I had this experience. It was undeniable that she nailed each person in my crazy family. And then I began to study, and then I began to practice on everybody I met. Like, nobody could get away without me looking at their chart. You don't have to believe in it. It makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
The scientific hard data has now been validated at the London School of Economics. They've done a big project on the economy and how it goes up and down. And yes, it's described by the planets. There's a definite way to do a correlation.
Interesting.
And yes, there's been research now being done with the moon and the amount of acting out in hospitals. There's no question now that full moons, there is more activity.
Right.
Emotionally. But it's less about trying to prove it scientifically. And just so people know, astrology is based on hard science. It's based on astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do a reading without actively learning, if you're interested, the mathematics. And it's hard science. Like, where are the planets? And they have a formula of how much does the moon move every hour. And it's been in the awareness since Egypt. I mean, they've known how to detect. It's so bizarre. The movements of the planets on hard science. So there is hard science to it. But to be perfectly honest, and I'm sure this is true of your listeners, we've now reached a level where we believe in angels.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that there's something to be said about ESP or intuition. And there are people that can talk to dead people that are on television now, the New York Manhattan Media, whatever she's called. What's she called again? That lady?
I don't know that one. Long Island? The one that's been on for a long time.
Long Island
Medium.
Medium,
yes.
So there's a million versions now where our society has stepped back into the feminine. I call it her story instead of his story.
Right.
And his story, in history, there was a government that was run by a religious order that was all men, and they did not want us to think independently. Uh-huh. It was completely disrespectful to the religious order that you might say, you know what, I'm an Aquarian, and I don't really want us to, you know, stand up, sit down, do what you tell me. Mm-hmm. So religion could not afford to let astrology be acceptable. So clearly, it got bandied into this thing called the dark forces, or devil made me do it, or
right.
You study anything to do with anything that has to do with you using your intuition. You were, you know, heads were taken off. I mean, this was the witchcraft,
yeah.
The women.
Ugh.
So now we're in her story. For the first time in his story, we've moved over to her story.
Uh-huh.
And in her story, we trust that the moon has influence on the waters of this earth. There's no debate from the Farmer's Almanac that the moon influences the waters on the earth, and they can predict the tide coming in and going out when
absolutely.
The season, when
yeah.
to plant. So we are mostly water. The human body is more water. We are influenced by that magnetic force field, and the rest of the planets have a magnetic force field. So your question is such a good one from the left brain's point of view, but from the right brain's point of view, who cares? It works.
Right, exactly, yes.
You know, it's like saying love. We can't prove love. We can't see it. We can't name it. We can't put it in a bottle, but we all live for it. So mm-hmm. if we're going to measure the world dependent on the physical plane, let's take love out and take astrology out
mm-hmm.
and then see where we are.
Yeah. So we're going to be going to a quick break, but when we return, Deborah, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners about how we can utilize the information in astrology and what the four elements are and what they mean for us. Stay tuned for more with Deborah Silverman here in just a few moments.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit LetItGoHypnosis.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? McLeod at Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Yes, yes, we're the sun is in Aquarius right now, and we have an astrologer here. You know, Deborah, you and I were talking on the break, and you were talking about how this is a significant time for me. Why is that?
Not for everybody. That's cute. It's a significant time for anybody who's 58 to 60 or 28 to 30. Those are the two markers. It's called Saturn return. And Saturn comes back to where it was when you were born. And at that point, that is the turning point. So 28 to 30, if you go back and think about what happened in those years, you had a baby, you got married, you got divorced, you started your career, you ended a career, you got fired. People will tell me the most remarkable stories, and it's absolutely universal.
So, Deborah,
can you tell us what happened to you?
Yes. Between 28 and 30, I developed the early stages of lymphoma while I was working on my doctorate in statistics and working part-time as a statistician. And doctors had nothing to offer me at that stage until they would ultimately put me on chemotherapy the rest of my life for palliative treatment. And so I ended up exploring about the mind-body connection, and I healed myself without any medical treatment. So it was an incredibly significant period of time for me.
Okay, well, you're in one now. So 58 to 60, that happens all over again. This time, if you've taken care... See, that was a wake-up call for you to take care of your body.
Yes.
And spirit will have its way with you, depending on what house it's in and what sign it's in. Uh-huh. I happen to know that your Saturn's in Capricorn, so it has to do with your work. Where it shows up is your career right now is going to be asked to be revisited. Like, yes, it's time for you to start to really consider what's the return in it for you and be selfish and be less selfless a true Aquarian.
And so, I've also been making some changes to my career over the last couple of years. Went through a divorce and sort of went through sort of an incubation period of creating, redefining myself. And so,
well, this is the year that it will show up with fruit. So it's one thing to be in that process as a couple of years. Then it comes to Saturn return, and you would want to consult it. You asked the question at the break, what would be a reason you want to consult an astrologer? And you say, what's the timing, and when's the best time for me to make those kind of moves? So there are timings in astrology that are auspicious, and it isn't so much predictive as it is predictive, but it's more hard data. Like, they call it the 7-year itch. And I have a school, unfortunately, it just closed. If anyone really wanted to come study with me, they could sneak in under the wire. If they wrote to, you'd have to write to Silverman Support at Gmail and just say, I listened to Deborah Silverman today, and because it only happens twice a year. In September and in February, we have a school, and people get to study their own chart. It was a small group, just 10 people in a circle.
Oh.
But there's obviously many of those groups of 10 pods. And then there's one mentor who has studied your chart with me, and then the mentor is prepared to teach you your chart. You really do have a direct, specific entrance into your psyche and what the timing is. So I like to teach people because I think this system, this language should be in the schools, for example, and children should know, like, oh, you're an Aquarian, this is a kid that's going to be a little different. Uh-huh. Oh, you're a Taurus, this is a kid's going to be a little bit slow.
Uh-huh.
And we would have this unbelievable wisdom body that would be available to kids. But we're not there yet. That's the future.
Right.
But in my school, it's all about this, is giving grown-ups language. And if the school only happens twice a year. So right at this minute, it doesn't start till next week, and we did close the cart, but if you whispered into the Silverman Support at Gmail and said, Deborah told me she was on a radio show, they might let you in. And then I had another site, I don't know if you know about this, called thestarcommunity.com.
Yes.
It goes on all year, and it's just a $22 a month program to learn astrology live time, like, today the moon's in Sag, and what does it mean? And here comes the full moon, and you watch these videos where I do my entertainment center, and you get to learn about astrology in a very simple way. And by a year goes by, you've watched all year round, and suddenly you're like, wow, I learned all 12 signs. And it becomes part of your language.
Interesting, interesting.
So a cool game. I love it. And we've got like 700 members now.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and I checked it out, and it looks really interesting. I checked out both of your websites, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com as well. One of the things you talk about in your book, The Missing Element, is how we often try to be somebody we're not. We try to hide our eccentricities, our so-called flaws, our differences. Why is that an issue for us, and how does astrology relate to that?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of simple. The unconscious mind, based on what it's been programmed with, which is our society programs our unconscious mind to what's appropriate. So everybody gets up in the morning at the same time, and we eat breakfast. We have all these agreements that we live with.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly someone like you, Aquarius, goes, I don't want to have breakfast in the morning. I want to have breakfast in the afternoon. And they're like, uh-huh. No, this is what society, the unconscious mind, this is what we've all agreed on, consensus reality. Uh-huh. So part of what astrology is all about is giving you back to your uniqueness, because it's uncomfortable. At first, it's really uncomfortable when you become yourself, because you realize, geez, everyone wanted me to be this. This is a storyline we tell ourselves. It's just a story that we tell ourselves. Everybody wants me to be a certain way, and now I'm going to break the rules, and then I'm going to get in trouble. And that's somewhat true. There's some truth to that. And then it becomes the norm. It's you being you. So there's that kid that never talks, where they feel self-conscious because they try to pretend and hide out. Now, that's a water personality. Now they don't have to feel bad about it. Like, you guys, listen, you like to listen. And at the party, you don't want to be there. And that's really okay. But when it comes time to cooking or healing or having somebody to play with when you're feeling not so well, we're going to come to your house. So you begin to learn how to be yourself without the consensus reality imposing on you. And it's a transition. We grow up in school trying to be, you know, I use that word normal,
Right.
which I always say is just a setting on the dryer. I don't know what normal is, but we're trying to be normal. It's the strangest word.
It is.
Because there is no such animal.
Yeah. That's one of the things, when you get to know somebody really well, you understand how weird they are in their own way. You know, I mean, everybody's weird.
I know, and I love weird.
I love people
that are unique. It's my favorite thing. I think of my sweetheart. I just said, you can't live here. We can't live together, but you're too weird. But we can definitely have a relationship. There's no way. You're weird to my normal, which is, he thinks my normal is his weird. So now we're in a problem until we make room and say, you know what, you can do whatever you want. That's liberating.
Yeah, so what you're talking about there is a type of freedom to be ourselves.
Yeah, everyone else is taken. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Yeah. Okay, so you started talking about one of the elements.
That was funny. What? You missed the joke.
No, sorry. I've heard it before.
You're in the future. Aquarius, they always run towards the future.
I know, we do. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. I'm following you.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I can laugh at myself, too. And thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. Yes, I know. I think that I've struggled so much throughout my life stepping into my true personality, true self. And it hasn't been easy, because I have been shamed and judged in various ways. And yet I feel like it's going to be my strength.
Totally. That's why you do your radio show. You're trying to give everybody a voice, because Aquarius don't get a voice. That's why they're great. You know, Aquarius is both Oprah and Ellen are both Aquarians, because Aquarius just love to ask the hard questions.
Right. Oh, yes. I definitely love to do that. Okay, so I'll ask you an easy question right now, easy for you.
I like hard questions. Don't you worry. Go ahead.
Okay, no, but this one is, I just want you to sort of give the layout of what the elements are. You say that it's a missing element. So what are the elements, and how do they relate to us finding what is missing?
So first of all, if you want to get the book, you can go on Amazon and it's The Missing Element, or you can go to my website and I'll sign one for you and send it to you with your chart in it. Because in order to find it, you have to take the test in the middle of the book to figure out what is your missing element. And there are some people who are balanced, but most people have a missing element. And then when you learn what your missing element is, you grow that one. You literally do the homework. This is what you learn in school when you study with me. The first class is all about the elements. It's very simple. And in the book, there's no astrology at all. The book is just personality types. And you figure out which one's missing, because that's going to prevent your whole... It stops the game. If you're missing an element, think about it. You can't live without water for longer than a week. You can't live without air for longer than 2 minutes. Bye-bye now. You can't live without food, earth, and you can't live without fire, the sun, the heat of your blood, the heartbeat, you're done. So these four elements are required. But we what happens in our society is, whatever's comfortable for you, like if you're a personality type, and we can go through them if you'd like, is comfortable with a particular area, you're not going to go over to the other side. And that's what creates imbalance, because you have to have all four. You can't live without all four. So it took me many years, and then I figured out, ew, you got to grow the one you don't want to do. And that was the best part of all. Like, then when I did, and my success began, like, I didn't like Earth. I just never cared about money. I just didn't understand it. I just didn't care. And then as I've learned, now I'm really, like, talk to my accountant, and I have a bookkeeper, and I have a financial planner, and I pretend like I like talking to them. I don't really.
And see, Earth is probably the one I'm most naturally comfortable with.
Yeah, obviously from your job. You gave me the clue immediately.
What's
a
that?
A PhD, learning. I mean, this is someone that likes to read and write and do arithmetic.
Yeah, although, you know, I became a healer. I went into energy
healing.
And
moved over to another land.
Exactly.
Water,
exactly. And now that I'm starting to rebel against the norms, like I talk about spiritual myths, that's more of the fire. But so I think I need to work on breathing more air.
Woohoo! That's my specialty.
Ah. Okay.
Did you want to go through the four elements for your audience?
I'm sorry, what?
You want to go through the four elements for your audience?
I think that's a great idea, but let's go to break and wait until we get back. So stay tuned, folks. War with Deborah.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly. Breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. If you're just joining us right now, I am talking to astrologer, psychologist, workshop leader, astrology teacher, coach, Deborah Silverman, and she's the author of The Missing Element. First of all, I have to mention, Deborah, that I really appreciate this book, not only for its content, but the fact that there are all these color pages. It thrills me.
That was not easy to get the publisher to agree upon.
Yeah, and it's fabulous because it's kind of like, am I reading a magazine? No, this doesn't have the advertisements, but it's got some of the beautiful imagery, and it's eye catching and eye candy, and it's a wonderful way to read a book.
Thank you. That was a lot of effort, I must tell you.
I bet, and you know, God bless Findhorn for showing up for you that way, because it's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were talking about the four elements, and you mentioned what they were. Can you share with our listeners how each element is defined? Like, what are the characteristics and behaviors of each element?
So water people are super sensitive. They cry at commercials. They say things are sentimental. Their drawers are jacked up because they can't open them. They love to be at home. They're reclusive. They're more internal and introverted.
Uh-huh.
And air people are the ones that can't stop talking. They're quite the opposite. They're social, and they've got telephones, and they have Facebook, and they love doing all this social media, and they love people, and they forget where they're going because they're airheads.
Uh-huh.
And they have a very verbal skill, and they're extremely gifted at writing and talking and sharing. And then earth people are grounded. They're all about ground and earth and money and practicality and spreadsheets and statistics and being able to really provide services that have concrete evidence that can be measured. And it's about putting the dishes away in the dishwasher and making sure you've got Windex that's, you know, sitting in the back room from Costco that you've got boxes of it, because
exactly.
You love that feeling,
yes,
of cleaning.
Uh-huh.
And then the fire people are super energetic, and they're athletic, and they're super loud, and they have addictions because they eat too much and they spend too much, and they're a little loud. And I was just the other night, so funny, you don't even know what someone is. Someone was talking to me, and she was slightly drunk and super loud, and I was like, let me guess. Of course, she was a fire sign. They're bold, and they're uh-huh. funny, and they're loud, and they have a little bit of an excessive personality type. So those are the four simple versions in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You take a test and you find out which one you're low on, and then you have specific exercises to grow that energy. And that's why it's called The Missing Element. What's the missing element?
Uh-huh.
And then it's the subtitle of the book is Inspiring Compassion for the Human Condition, because it's so hard. We judge ourselves. Everybody judges themselves for either something's wrong.
Uh-huh.
And it's not anything's wrong. God wasn't having a bad day when she made you. She was just trying to figure out how to make the karma or the lessons that you had perfectly positioned. So your soul loves, it's so sad, but it loves problems. It loves when things are hard.
Uh-huh.
It loves when you're in a pickle.
Yeah.
It loves when you're broken, because the soul's, I call it a slut for experience. Like, give me anything. Like, I'll take anything. And your ego's like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen to her.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, probably two of the biggest growth periods of my life were three, actually. One was when I ended up healing it myself of cancer. That whole process, it was one of the most painful things, when I thought I was going to die really young. Another one was when I shifted my career from, you know, statistician to ultimately healer, you know, workshop leader. And then I think over the last few years, it was leaving a marriage. And each time I can look back and say, wow, I had some amazing growth and I stepped further and further into myself.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Horribly wonderful, yes, or something.
Who made that up? I mean, really, I'd love to have a phone call with somebody. Like I call this 1-800 number, call it 1-800-GOD. Like, excuse me, you could have just sent me a memo. I would have learned. You didn't have to scream and yell at me.
Are there ways of learning where you don't have to get screamed at and yelled at?
Well, I have a prayer that says, wake me up before the alarm goes off. I mean, I do that regularly. I ask, please, I will listen. And so yes, you can. You can change that story. And it's as simple as letting your body be listened to, like really listening to your body. So not everybody can do that. What does that mean? Like, you know when you've eaten too much. You know when you haven't exercised. You know when your body said, get up and go, you're going to be late, and you just didn't listen. But, you know, we have to, this is back to her story versus his story, which is history. In his story, the body was irrelevant. You just be a machine, and you push through, and you have a strong upper lip. And ugh. In her story, she's like, hold on, I am not in the mood. I'll get this done, but I can hear right now that I need to rest. Otherwise, I'll get sick in order to get the attention. And that's what's happened across all time, is we don't know how to listen to the body. And I say yes, you can change that story. And certainly being in my 60s, it's gotten so much easier. I'm so proud that my youth has continued and my body's gotten healthier and that my vitality is even better. I'm Benjamin Button, and I tell everybody this, that aging is nothing to do with a number.
Right. And I've seen some amazing photo comparisons of like an 80-year-old who's like a weightlifter, bodybuilder type versus somebody who's walking with a cane. I mean, it's this, you know, they look like they're probably 40 years difference in age, but they're actually the same age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question, of course you can learn without getting hit over the head, but very few of us are interested. Like, we like getting hit over. You got to admit, some part of you, those deep, hard stories made your backbone, gave you character, gave you... It's unfortunate we learn through difficulty. I don't like that story, but it's how it goes down here until you wake up.
Yeah. So the question is, does finding our missing element and sort of developing that help us wake up?
Well, that's a yes. It's an absolute yes. It depends. I mean, you can read the book and sleep through the book and not remember a thing you read. It happens a lot.
Sure.
You could drive across the country and not remember a thing you saw because you slept through the movie.
Uh-huh.
Being awake is here and now. Like, tell me right now what's going on in your body. Tell me right now what's making you excited or sad. Like, can you tag it? Can you feel it?
Uh-huh.
Are you awake?
Because
if you're in a sleep state, you're vague. And you're in a trance. And most people live in a trance state.
Yeah, that's the way we've learned to get onto autopilot in order to function.
Yeah, that's it,
living
autopilot,
with it.
You got it.
Yeah, to live that life that we think we're supposed to as opposed to what's authentic for our soul.
Yeah.
So you're talking about listening to the body, which to me relates to the earth element. It seems to me we've also learned to squelch emotions and even in the consciousness community, there can be judgment about certain unspiritual emotions. Is that sort of allowing the water element then, if we're actually honoring our emotions?
Totally. Such an Aquarius question. Yeah. Yes, that means if you can cry and you can meditate and you can go in and listen to yourself, you're honoring water. Water people just want quiet. And then inside the quiet, if they're comfortable, they can cry. They can make themselves feel strong enough to be vulnerable.
Right.
But most of us are so embarrassed by our vulnerability and our own inability to be honest about our mental state. Most people suffer from some kind of a depression. It's an epidemic in our society. It's because they're old souls who are exhausted. It's hard being here.
It is. It's a very dense planet. Very dense.
And the strange people, and we're one of them. I call them Griswolds. They're everywhere.
Griswolds, I love that.
everywhere.
Okay, so you've talked about honoring the earth, the body, honoring the emotions, water. How do we honor fire, our fire?
Have an orgasm.
Ah.
You know, people forget the value of having an orgasm. It's so important. Have an orgasm. Make sure that you are putting on loud music and dancing until you're so excited. Your energy is so high. Make sure that you give yourself permission to go spend money and feel guilt-free. Like, I'm going shopping. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so important to let that full energetics and not be self-conscious where you go, no, I don't want to be too loud. I don't want to tell the truth. I don't want to go on a date. I've lost my faith. I had a breakup and I'm never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just yikes.
Okay.
How to put your fire out. Stop having fun.
Right.
I specialize in fun. It's like my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do we honor the air element?
It's so important to ask, you're doing it so well, by the way, to ask really important questions and to be honest, like journal and read what you wrote. Don't just journal and put the journal away.
Uh-huh.
Go read what you wrote. And then you're going to realize, oh, my God, I have been repeating myself for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
This journal has not changed content.
Okay. So water, air, earth, and fire.
And your job is to really, listen, this is a very short movie. It's a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're in a dream. And while it seems like it's long, you know how dreams, dreams are only 6 minutes at a time.
Uh-huh.
You're in a dream, it's going on forever. Well, that's what life is like. It's a long dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wake up inside the dream and you're aware enough, which is so exciting,
uh-huh,
to say, I'm making a choice, like, I want to make money, or I want to have a relationship, or I want to lose weight. You make a choice, and suddenly you're awake. When you're sleeping, you're like, I don't know why I keep eating those cookies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know why. I can't figure this relationship out. It's been going on for so many years. I don't know why I stay with it. I don't know. As soon as I hear too many I don't knows, I'm like, well, we're sleepy.
Uh-huh. Right. That makes
like, how
sense.
Do I help you wake up? Well, I can tickle you. One of my gifts is tickling people. Because I don't judge them, but I definitely see sleepy people.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Okay, so when we return, Deborah, I'm going to want you to talk a little bit more about the observer and why it's important to nurture that. And also, I want your perspective on what's going on in the bigger picture here on this planet. But you're going to have to stay tuned for that.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio, of course. And maybe you're listening after the fact on ChristineUpchurch.com. I think we've had people from 95 different countries accessing the archives there, which is kind of fun. So it's an international show, and I am really excited about our guest today. Deborah, I'm kind of curious. You're looking at the four elements. You're looking at astrology. What's your perspective on the bigger picture of what's going on right now? Because from some of our perspectives, things are kind of messed up.
You think? What was your first clue?
Well, let's say orange and leave it at that.
Orange, okay. So he's such a great example of us waking up. Like, everybody get up, because we can't afford to leave ourselves into a calm, sleepy state while someone's driving a ship that's going in a funny direction.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then let's take responsibility for us driving the ship, which is a great thing. I'm so thankful to whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So let's see. The times, they are changing. We are in the middle of an Aquarian age. This is the time that was written by the prophets. It's not a surprise. That's what my book is about, The Missing Element. Like, you have to realize that nothing's wrong. Everything feels so wrong. I make the analogy of a woman giving birth, mm-hmm. any of the moms out there, we screaming and yelling in deep pain. If you didn't know, you would think everything was wrong,
uh-huh.
and it's quite the opposite.
Yes.
She's right in the middle of transformation. That word is bandied about, but when you give birth, you know.
Yeah, and so, you have to surrender in a way that you don't have to surrender, generally speaking, in any other aspect of life.
The most profound initiation there is for a woman. There's not a better initiation. So now you've surrendered, and you're out of control, and you've given your life over to God because you're praying, please don't hurt me anymore,
uh-huh.
and then the baby comes out. We are at the exact same spot. She's screaming and yelling. Everybody's in uproar. We think something's wrong. We want to grab the baby or cut it out of her. There is requirements for somebody to be in the room who understands birth. So, yes, we are missing the midwives. We are missing the wisdom keepers who say, this was predicted. That's my job. But what do you do while you're in the room when the woman's screaming? Well, if you're water, you start to pray because you're just going to get quiet. You don't know what to do.
Yes.
If you're air, you're going to research. Get online, start figuring out what is going on. How can I help? If you're earth, you're going to throw money at it and practicality. And if you're fire, you're going to just go and go, listen, let me help you. Give me your tummy.
Uh-huh. Right.
We're just going to make this up. We're going to figure this out. We're going to do whatever it takes to make this work. So we have, you know, four different personality types. We have one. That's what the book is about, crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We are in crisis. This is not, I think it's going to get so much worse. Like this thing that just happened this week with the stock market.
Uh-huh.
We're peaking, and, you know, he's taking all the credit. I find it so funny. Oh, yeah, we're peaking. You've been here for 6 minutes, and everything else is going wrong, but we're so glad you're here.
Yeah,
so we're going to peak, then we're going to fall, and then we're going to realize we've consumed too much oil. We cannot continue consuming at the point of 7.5 billion people. We've never been at this number ever before, and we cannot sustain it. So it seems to me like ABCs, like, am I the only one that knows we can't keep eating at the level, like, we can't keep doing this.
Right, but, yeah. And I think there are a lot of people who know it. And one of the things I like about this sort of elemental perspective is that there are different things we can do depending on our strengths and depending on what we're moved in the moment.
Yeah.
So it's not all about, you know, everybody taking the same action.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
You can
everybody's got a different role to play, and how important is it that you know your role so you can feel useful? I mean, everybody knows something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's not debatable.
Yeah.
But wrong is a relative word. It's only wrong in context to what was.
Uh-huh.
It's not wrong in context of the future, what we're going to create to fix it. Now it's right because it's inspiring us.
Mm-hmm. So sort of shifting out of the judgment of right or wrong reminds me of what you talk a lot about in the book, and that is the observer.
Yes.
Can you share with our listeners the importance of that and how we can actually, you know, engage with it?
That's a great question. The observer. What does it mean? It's going to become, in the future, the same way that we say yoga. We're going to be able to say observer and know what it means because
uh-huh.
it's a new word. It has to do with the ability to not judge and to stand from a distance, like an astrologer would, looking back at the earth and coming up with understandings of what the cycles are. I was just saying this yesterday. My fantasy, my dream in the future is we'll be able to look at history
uh-huh.
and then her story and see the progression of time at some point coming soon to our neighborhood where the observer will be part of our natural rhythm to go, oh, so in 2001, when everything went kaboo, you know, like the whole world shifted when the computer came in,
uh-huh.
that was a big fat marker, just like in 1910 when the cars came in. Everything changed. Oh, that's right. Just like when the airplane came in and we began to fly and we never longer had to be on horse and buggy and boat.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have changed. But this computer thing has taken us beyond any other time period. It's an exponential increase, and it's just going to continue this way. There's no more habit. We're in novelty all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I think
there's
that
no more old-fashioned.
The moment-to-moment job of the observer is going to become more and more important for us, sort of integrating the divine feminine, so to speak, becoming more spiritually aware and spiritually deliberate as we go through our day.
And it's as simple as not judging. So if you could turn your observer on and not judge you,
uh-huh.
your personality, let's say you could just take a minute and say, my life is as it should be, and I'm learning exactly what I should be. I'm observing it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not innocently ignoring what I'm doing wrong, but I'm genuinely accepting with compassion what is. If your observer was compassionate
yep.
and could look at you, just you, your body type, your house, your relationships, and go, listen, your soul's a slut, and it wanted this experience desperately, so stop complaining. Your observer would say that to you, like, listen, honey, you incarnated this lifetime for a very specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't remember. That's why people study astrology. We don't remember what we signed up for, so we kind of do it anyway. The good news is you do it anyway, but wouldn't it be fun? This is what I love about astrology. It puts words to our purpose, and that motivates us, because once we're conscious, then we're awake.
Right.
You can't talk when you're sleeping.
Yeah, and once you know what you know, you can't unknow it. So it's That awakening piece is huge. Okay, Deborah, we're running out of time here. I want you to again give our listeners ways in which they can connect with you.
So either it's three words, both places, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com or TheStarCommunity.com. Deborah Silverman Astrology is going to give you all kinds of astrology info, but the Star Community is going to take you as a beginner and show you how you can begin to consider these big pictures. It's such a fun community. Yeah.
And Deborah is Debra. I know some people
right.
spell it with lots more letters than that. So DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com and TheStarCommunity.com. Okay.
Got it.
This hour has flown by, Deborah. In 30 seconds or less, can you just, you know, share a
just
little bit of wisdom?
Who you are. Everyone else is taken. You may as well get used to you.
Uh-huh.
There's no divorce in heaven. You're stuck with you for the next 35 lifetimes. I'd hurry up if I were you and just get yourself back to you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And again, her book is called The Missing Element, Inspiring Compassion for the Human Condition. And it really is a beautiful book on multiple levels, including visually. And I think it's extremely informative. And there's some fabulous exercises in here as well. So, thank you for writing this book. Thank you for doing what you're doing for the planet, Deborah. And I appreciate you being on the show, and our listeners do too.
Lots of love.
And I want to thank you for joining us here today. And wanted to remind you on Tuesday, two different times, you can hear me on the radio, 9 a.m., Robert Moss on The Way of the Dreamer. and 12:30 on the Natural Choice Network here on KKNW with Martha Childress. And again, I want to alert you to March 12th. It's a free webinar, Conscious Yet Stuck, Three Reasons Why Even the Most Self-Aware Can Struggle with Change. Thanks for joining us here today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.